Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Warning. This episode contains foul language. Mudwalker Productions presents This Is Us.
Welcome, my dear listeners, to the first ever bonus episode. This is where we kind of discuss about what's happening with the show, the production company as a whole, and I am also joined by one of our first ever official voice actors alongside the main character, Jennifer Johnson, who voices Journey.
Well, I was going to say that.
Well, so you totally can. let's take it from round one again.
I'd be like, hi, I'm Jennifer, and I voice Journey.
Yeah, I'm here with our first official voice actor alongside the main character. That's your cue.
Oh, yeah. I'm Jennifer Johnson. I voice Journey. I mean, I'm not the first voice actor because Corden Baker was the first.
Well, he didn't technically have like official lines. Like he was basically like background character at that point.
It's so, okay. In the first episode, you couldn't hear anybody. So
yeah, that's true, which I did go through and I readjusted the volume. So it should be a little easier to hear, but it's still not up to par. Because the first episode that I put out was the first ever episode that I edited and did all by myself.
It was the first. You were just like dipping your toes in.
Yeah, yeah. And it was actually a really enlightening process. And I just want to apologize for all the clitter clatter in the background. That's our mascot for Mudwalker Productions.
That's Naga. She's a big dumb mutt. Just kidding. We love her. Don't eat that.
And she's eating sandpaper.
Sandpaper. Yeah. She's really smart.
Quit chewing on the coat rag. As you guys can tell, she is very special.
Especially when she throws her tantrums.
Oh, did I insult you? I'm sorry. She's not happy with me now.
So I should probably ask the main dude of Mudwalker Productions some questions.
Oh, you're talking about me, Mikhail Pollack, or otherwise known to a lot of those internet people out there as Duke Mudwalker.
Yeah, use that sultry voice.
I'm Duke Mudwalker. Welcome to Mudwalker Productions.
That's the spot. So what's been your experience with the voice acting so far?
That's for the voice actors.
No, but for you, what has that been like?
It's been fun. I mean, I've always enjoyed playing around with my voices. Like, I used to annoy my sisters like crazy with just random voices. And I know they'd love this one the first time they ever tried to hear me sing on a staircase. My heart. So, that one's for you. Hope you enjoy that.
I mean, you've been annoying me for the past 12 years, so.
What can I say? You love it.
Only when it's Scottish.
I don't know what you're talking about there.
So, why did you start podcasting?
Well, I honestly started it because I was listening to all these other amazing shows that had come out that were just phenomenal. Like, they were movie quality audio that every time you heard it, you could picture everything that happened. And it really inspired me to start writing my stories and trying to get those out there. And for me, that's the biggest part of it.
I think that's what I like about podcasts is like, I can put myself like I'm watching a movie when you hear it.
Yeah.
You know? So anytime I'm listening to End of All Hope, it's actually like watching a movie while I'm at work.
Yeah, poke at Seven Lamb there. Which they've done great, and they're actually a big inspiration for me as well, because Robert Lamb, he started just writing stories, and at that, they've grown so much to the point to where they have so many stories going. And honestly, it was amazing. And then I think one of the biggest ones for me that really got me hooked, especially into the style of what we're doing with Raising Hope, was We're Alive by Casey Wayland. And that show, every time I've heard it, I'm like, dude, it Walking Dead can't touch it.
I don't think anybody can top
that
podcast.
No,
ever.
Like he did so good, and he's still going to this day. And it's like he does amazing with how well his dynamic is for his audio and his story alone.
I think it has to be turned into a series, like a visual series. I mean, it is a series.
I honestly feel like that would be a show Netflix could purchase and not cancel.
Fuck Netflix. No. Somebody else could pick them up. Anybody but Netflix.
Yeah, come on, Hulu. Pick up Casey Wayland's We're Alive. Turn it into something amazing. But at the same time, maybe it's not a good idea because it's already amazing as it is.
I know. It would be devastating if they put it into a series and they ruined it.
Well, that's just kind of standard these days. Everybody takes all these amazing shows and they're like, oh, I'm going to do this amazing thing with it. And then you finally see it and you're like, that was horrible. Like, you just ruined my childhood.
Yeah. And it goes the same with like books that you read and you're into, and they turned it into a movie. And then you're like, what did they do to my book? You know? But there's a lot of them coming out that are good now.
Yeah.
Well, I have some more questions for you. Did you want to talk? Okay. So what's your goal with Mudwalker Productions?
Well, honestly, my biggest goal for Mudwalker Productions is to just bring entertainment to people. Like, at the start, I really didn't care about, like, making a profit or anything like that or being famous off of it. It was just I wanted to create stories people would enjoy and have fun listening to.
I think that eventually you have to turn a profit. Otherwise, you kind of get in a standstill because people that voice things cost money. Equipment costs money.
And that actually goes into the first story that I tried to start with. And that was Eden Lost. I have the entire first season scripted and written out, but after I started looking for voice actors and realized how hard it was to gain such a dynamic crew.
Well, and there's like 35 voice actors or 36.
Yeah, 35 or 36. Yeah, it's a pretty vast project that I'm working on. But at the same time, that's where this show kind of comes in handy, because I didn't want to start with something that was like my magnum opus of my storytelling.
No, never start with that.
No, I wanted to start with something smaller where I could actually get the handle on the editing process and also being able to find like how to get my podcast out there, which right now I'm going to plug Acast, because Acast was one of those easiest ones for me to start with. Everything was there, cut and dry, and they've been amazing from the start.
Well, and I think Raising Hope's a good one to start with, you know, and we can use a lot of people just that we have. We can grab and go.
Yeah. And just for all you listeners out there, this whole podcast is done by our family and friends. Like, they're all close to us and they've all shown an amazing passion in doing it. And I think it's been a really fun project.
That's why the voice actor, the act's journey really sucks, you know. It's no experience.
I love Journey.
Of course you do.
Hey, Brian has no fucking experience at all either.
Yeah, Brian's natural.
Nah.
Nobody comes close to Corden Baker, though.
Oh, man, dude. That guy's voice is just so perfect.
He's the salt of the earth. That's in a good way.
Yeah.
He really is. Did you want me to ask you some more?
Well, that's up to you. I mean, I could start asking you questions.
Yeah, I would be more than down with
I mean, all right, well, let's start with the number one. What has been your experience so far as a voice actor?
Interesting? Yeah, I thought I'd hate it a lot more.
Can you elaborate a little more on that?
Yeah, like, because, you know, everyone hates their own voice. And so you can hear your voice on, like, a shoddy recording. And it's quite that shoddy. But now that I hear my voice on good mics, it's not as bad as I thought it would be. I'm a little more raspier than normal. So I don't mind it.
Okay, and then what's one thing you hope to work on, or what do you think that we could do better?
I think that I would like to get more fluid in the voice acting, you know?
Well, that probably has to go into my writing, too. Well, you got to be able to read my writing.
That is helpful. But, it, you know, just being able to flow better would be my main goal. And then what was the other one?
What do you think we could do better, like, overall as, like, the show?
Oh, put out more sooner.
Yeah.
Because that's how I am when I listen to podcasts. I'm just like, you need to be putting out weekly. And sometimes that's not really ideal for the people working on the podcast.
Well, yeah, because we work normal jobs. We have a lot of really like day-to-day things that we have to take care of. So we can't always be in our little closet studio.
All day. Yeah. It doesn't really work out. Mikhail's a painter. He paints houses for a living.
And Jenny's a landscaper. She runs her own business with her sister, who is also one of our voice actors.
Yeah, she voices Sarah?
Julie.
Julie, yeah. I'm like, who does she voice? Yeah. Julie, yeah. And then the little brother voices John.
Yeah, and that's Josh. Josh voices John, and then his wife, Andrea, voices Sarah.
And hopefully they'll be able to do a sit down with us soon as well, because that would be really fun.
Well, yeah, we are getting the new mic next week, so it should be able to help be able to have a bigger group sit down and actually have discussions without needing as many microphones.
That would be helpful.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and I think it would be fun for everybody to get to know
the cast.
The cast, you know, as people. And that shows that, you know, it's a good way to thank people, you know, let them into your life a little bit. And then thank them all for listening, because that's the only way it's possible, is for people to, like, listen.
The only way we're able to do what we do now is because of everybody who's listened to this show and has shown their appreciation.
Yeah, so it's like, thank you to all the, you know, the thousands of people, maybe, like, two?
No, we're over 2,000 now.
Okay,
like,
well, that's
like,
good.
Like I said, like, just in the U.S. alone right now, we're at 2,000 listeners. Canada has about 1,000 listeners.
Damn.
The U.K. has, I think, about 900. And then our fourth biggest country is India, which has 685.
I know, India, you can get more people. There's like a billion people there. Let's go. Let's start listening in India.
Come on.
Canada's big, but there's not as many people there. India is like almost the top population. You know, they're about ready to surpass China.
Well, and I do also have to thank a lot of my family up in Canada, because once they heard about this, they were like, oh man, this is awesome. And they're part of our community.
Right. They probably spread the word.
Oh yeah. And I also do have my uncle, who also does a little bit of music for us sometimes.
Right.
I have yet to use his harmonica parts, but every time I hear his music, all I can picture is like, oh, this is a nice little campfire scene, like nice little harmonica.
So,
like,
so we're hoping to use like local, semi-local, I mean, we're really close to Canada, artists to get in on the podcast. And do you have a thought of how Raising Hope is going to go and where it's going to end? And you have that all thought out in your head?
I know the entire storyline of how I want it to progress. The only problem that I have so far is, like I said, trying to accumulate the amount of voice actors that we need for these parts and everything like that. And at the same time, hunting for music and licensing for the music that I want to use.
Yeah, but you do have a thought of where it started and where it's going
to
end.
I'm hoping to get at least 5 seasons out of it from what I have planned in my head, because I know where the direction's going from season 1 to how the story is supposed to end.
Well, I think 5 seasons is a good goal, you know? It's quite ambitious. But I really think it could go to 5 seasons. And we have a few extra people in our back pocket for voice actors.
Yeah.
You know, that are here and will be here and willing to help. So that can make it progress a little further. And I hope we just don't kill off too many actors that I really am fond of.
Well, and that's the hardest part is some of these actors that we have doing multiple lines, they do so good at their lines that sometimes they hurt themselves trying to act that character. Like Corden's that big one. Like,
yeah, Clint is like amazing, you know, absolutely amazing, but that is not easy to do that.
It's not. No, there was a couple of times where I was watching him in the sound booth and he's sitting there trying to do this in his gravelly voice. And I turn over to him and he's got tears rolling down his eyes and he's kind of like holding his throat. And I'm like, are you okay? And he's like, man, he's like, oh, that's really rough on my throat.
We need to just keep him some like throat coat tea on yeah. standby so he can finish the part because Clint is amazing. And we really hope he comes back for a little splint, right?
I'm not going to give too much away. There's a possibility, but we'll see what happens.
I really want Clint to be a hero.
Oh, he's already been a hero. He saved Journey and Hope and Brian already. So, and he sent them on their way and gave them everything that they needed to survive.
That's a really kind person. Mm-hmm.
His wife would have loved it.
Yeah.
So
I like that you gave his wife my mom's middle name.
That was kind of my homage to her because of everything that your mom has done for me. And it was one of those, okay, like, Diane's an amazing woman. And she would always help somebody in need.
Yeah.
She always believed in second chances and giving everybody the opportunity to be better.
Mm. And I think that the wife of Clint was a lot like Corden Baker's late wife, you know,
yeah,
where she would have been that same person to give anybody that needed something what they needed.
And just a big family of loving people.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, what are your goals as a voice actor, if you have any?
To voice in all of your podcasts.
I mean, yeah.
That's probably as far as I go. I don't think anybody's going to be like, oh, I heard her voice. Let's go ahead and pick her up for a, you know, episode on something. I don't think that's going to happen.
You never know. There's always that chance. Somebody could hear your voice and be like, oh, that's the voice I need for this character. Oh, like, she's so, so perfect.
I don't know. I think that's as far as I've gone is that's my plan is to voice characters on the show. And then hopefully if we do start the talk show kind of podcast, that would be really fun.
What talk show are you talking about?
I mean, I think it would be really fun to do a talk show that kind of includes everybody who listens to us where they could send us in seasonal things. So like Valentine's Day, we could get love stories and go through the love stories and read people's love stories. So we would do a 4-week period of reading people's love stories and we can make it an hour long podcast talk conversation about other people's lives, which is really intriguing to me.
So like stories that our writer or that our listeners would write and send into us.
Yeah, their own personal stories of their Christmas story or their craziest Hanukkah or their craziest
spooky,
New Year's.
Spookiest Halloween.
Yeah. Like. And it can be anything, you know, in that genre and every season we put out. And then the summertime could be our off season where we just take in listener stories of, you know, maybe we want heartfelt or
what's your favorite camping trip?
Yeah. Like. Something like that. Something that would go in with summertime where there's not a whole lot of holidays. You know, we have 4th of July, which you can get some crazy stories for 4th of July. Yeah.
Especially out in this region. Like, there's been a lot of crazy
4th of July. You know how many people I know missing their fingers?
Or their eyebrows and facial hair?
Because of 4th of July. Like, it's quite a dangerous holiday, but it comes in with a lot of cool stories, so.
Well, we can always get that one rolling, and to do that, all we require is for you listeners out there, if you want your story to be told and read by us and let everybody hear your story, you can email your story to mudwalkerproductions@gmail.com. And all you have to do is write your story out, and then as the title, like for the label of the email, write it "My Story." And if you want it to be, what's that word I'm looking for? If you don't want your name said during the story, anonymous. There we go. Like if you want it anonymous.
You're not anonymous.
Just put anonymous in the title as well. That way we know not to say your name.
Yeah. And you know, Christmas is coming right up. So if we get stories and people hear this and want to send their stories in right away, Christmas is right around the corner. So we could start right away on Christmas tales. Or Hanukkah, you know, your tales of that time of year.
Well, we can branch from starting right now from Thanksgiving. We can do Thanksgiving stories and Christmas stories and New Year stories.
Yeah, well, and don't forget about, you know, Valentine's right after New Year's. So after Christmas, we will be looking for those New Year's stories, those crazy New Year's parties, yeah, those crazy New Year's events. Yeah. Yeah. And like how your resolution fell through or succeeded would be really cool to hear. And then Valentine's Day, you know, your craziest love story, your craziest catfish, your whatever it is, you know, write it in. And then we can read about it and get to learn about all the listeners, which is the really cool experience.
What's she doing? Okay, she's just being
she's
a
hunting
weirdo.
Flies, yeah. Which we encourage.
Yeah, on top of that, if you guys want your stories read, I'll also post that email down in the show notes. That way you guys have a spot to send those stories so your stories can be heard.
And we hope that with that and people sending things in that we can get that off the ground. And it's just so cool to hear about other people's lives. It's really intriguing to me to hear about that because I love putting myself in people's shoes. So having that would be just super fun and we could get it out weekly. You know, and then if we get a lot, we could get it out 2 a week.
Oh yeah,
if it really
we
flies
can do
off
that
the...
on our time right after work. We come home, find we have a few stories in our email. We can sit down, read those, go over them, record them, and right then and there we can release those episodes.
Right, and then we would need like some people to let us know what we should call the podcast because we have no clue
right,
yet.
Right
what
now,
we
like,
should even
we have
call
no
it?
No idea.
But it would be it's a really fun concept, but. That's as far as we've gotten as the concept, and we would like to turn it into a real thing. And so if you have ideas of what it should be called, let us know that as well.
I feel like that's a great idea because that allows us to connect with everybody on that level, and they get to connect with us even more.
Yeah, they can help name it.
Yeah.
Because I don't know what we would call it.
Name inspired by our listeners.
Yeah. And someday it would be cool to have like a voicemail box that they could call in and so we could have them actually call in and talk about it.
And tell their story.
And tell their, yeah, that would be really fun. And I know you can do that on a website and put up your own mailbox.
Yeah.
And people can call in. That would be super fun. It would be like 3 minutes. Maybe we could get 5 minutes.
I mean, at that point, we could do 10 minutes.
Yeah. If the website allows it. I'm not sure how that works. We'll figure that one out.
Yeah, we'll figure that one out as it comes.
That takes time. But yeah, did we talk about raising hope enough?
Did you get it?
I'm just going to eat up all that old kale.
I am not that old. Right now, as I was saying, like for like raising hope, we're kind of slowing down a little bit just because we're reaching the end of season one. We have 4 more episodes left, and from our last episode, we had a lot of rising conflict, and these next few episodes, I really want to put forth the best we possibly can to give a great conclusion to season one.
Right, and some of the problem is that we live up an ice skating rink of a road that's a goat trail, because we live way in the mountains, close to Canada, and it's quite hard for people to get up here in a timely manner. We have to drive 2.5 miles to pick people up, sometimes 7 miles to pick people up.
Yeah. And at that, everybody also has their day-to-day lives that they're trying to continue and also have a lot of hard work that they need to get done. So
exactly. And if we get, you know, some Patreons that are paying, we could get mics for these voice actors that are going to be with us for a very long time so they can have them at their house so they don't have to necessarily drive all the way up to the recording studio to record their lines.
Yeah.
So, you know, if enough donations come in, it could be to support the podcast and the actors.
And Mudwalker Productions does have their own Patreon right now. It's just right now I don't have much in the way to offer as merchandise or bonus content. I was kind of saving a lot of the bonus content for when season one was finished so I can do an entire season one blooper reel and also have individual like cast interviews. I mean, yeah. Right now I've got you here, which is you're an integral part of the story and you're...
Couldn't do it without me.
I couldn't do it without you. Honestly, I wouldn't have known where to go if I couldn't have gotten you.
I mean, Journey's the one of the main parts, so
yep.
It's good to have somebody close and that doesn't have to drive 24 miles to do their voice acting.
I'm just thankful you're my wife. So yeah, at that, we do have a Patreon if any little bit helps. And at that, we are also working on some merchandising, like some stickers. We're also possibly looking at some t-shirts, maybe some hoodies.
Hoodies would be sweet.
Yeah, especially in this area.
Yeah, they are pricey to make, but they would be really nice to have hoodies.
Well, and that's one thing that kind of incentivizes people to help us out. I mean, if you guys want some hoodies, start showing us some love and we'll make sure we get right on that.
Yeah, we're gonna work on the bonus stuff and the little gifts and all the things that you can get with being a Patreon, you know?
Yeah.
Or a Patronus.
Patron.
A patron.
Patronus. That's what Harry, you're a wizard. That's what he does.
Yeah. Patronus.
Expecto Patronus.
No.
Sorry. No. My bad. I'm going to get a lot of hate from those Harry Potter fans out there. So, what's next?
Only you can tell.
Only you can further the progress of Mudwalker Productions.
Please subscribe.
I think that's pretty much it, right?
I think so. I feel like there was one more thing, but...
Well, the last thing is I want to give a massive shout out to one of the people that have helped us most for getting, like, even me motivated to actually get my stories going, and that's Hem Cleveland and her entire cast over at Blighthouse Studios. And she also has her own podcast, The Lucky Die, which is an actual play D&D 5e campaign. And honestly, listening to that, I thought it was amazing, like how her dynamic with all of her friends just...
Well, and her voice acting is just something to...
Oh, it's so beautiful.
...aspire to be, you know?
And yeah, like her and Aethor are just amazing people, and they've been so helpful with everything, and I'm honestly proud to say that they will be showing up.
Yeah, I really hope so, because they're amazing, and her voice is like... I absolutely love her. I'm a big fan.
So that's a massive shout out to you guys. If you're listening, Hem, Aethor, we love you guys. We love everything that you've put forth. And also, I want to also give a huge shout out to Fool and Scholar, Travis and Caitlin Vengroth. You guys have done phenomenal with your shows. And
you're picking the voice actors right.
It's so good. It's so good. And I want to thank you guys for that opportunity to let me audition for one of your characters. And honestly, I look forward to having more auditions later on.
And so did you ever get that part? No?
I think I did. I don't know if the episode was released yet.
Yeah, so when that episode's released, we'll give everybody an update, and then they can go listen and see if they can spot the voice.
And that's on
it'll be like a little game.
Dark Dice. Fool and Scholars, Dark Dice.
Yeah, they got a lot of good ones.
Oh, man, they do so good. I'd honestly like to have like their input on my Eden Lost story just because of their backgrounds.
I don't know. They're a little up there, you know?
Oh, man.
It would be like asking...
Jeff Goldblum?
Yeah, no, he's...
Who's in the Dark Dice?
Yeah. No, that would be like asking some like high up actor, you know, to help you out with things when you're down here.
Like Jim Carrey. I'd love to have Jim Carrey on my show.
Oh, yeah, that would be kick ass. I don't think that's ever going to happen.
No.
We can pretend though.
Yeah. I mean, Jeffrey Dean Morgan would be a cool one to add into Raising Hope.
He went to school with my mom.
I know he did.
Yeah. He should just do it because of that.
And be, you know, he's such a nice guy.
Yeah. And he was in a podcast.
Yeah. What was that one?
What was it? It was like radio. No.
No. Aftershock.
Yeah. Something like, I can't remember.
Aftermath.
But it was really good. And I was like, how dare he step into podcasting and all these actors start podcasting and taking it over for the little guy. But they do a really good job.
And he's just got a great voice too. Like, oh.
He really does. And they kind of made him like a little villainous. And I'm like, don't stop making him evil. I love him so much.
But yeah, at the end of this episode, we're going to be playing some ads for Hems. Blah. Will you not do that? We are going to be playing some ads for their shows. So stay tuned. And if you guys need something to listen to in the meantime, check these out. I promise you won't be disappointed.
No, they're good.
They're good.
They're good. They're good. Well, we want to thank all the, you know, the little thousands of listeners we have.
Yeah, every single one of you out there who's listened to our show and shown us that love, like, we could not have done this without you.
You're the only reason podcasts exist is because of us people who are, like, so into podcasts. I listen to, like, four or five at a time, so.
So from Mudwalker Productions to you, we want to thank you and we look forward to making more stories for you guys in the futures, and we hope you all stick around.
Yeah, thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Welcome to Four Top Threes, where four friends list our top three favorite things about a random subject of choice.
You might be wondering, hey, I already have like 75 other podcasts that is basically just four people who are friends talking bullshit at each other. Why should I be listening to this? We are actually from four different countries, so we are hoping to bring four different perspectives on all of these topics that we are about to choose.
You throw Lion King out there like a dirty rag and then you pontificate over Lilo and Stitch?
That was very good.
I thought you tried to give them back.
No,
and purchased a month of milk and bananas. Could I return them? I haven't opened them yet. I just spent the night with two of the milks.
Turkeys could talk. They'd sound like Mr. Meeseeks. I wasn't made to live this long. Kill me.
Oh, no.
Oh, bread for the turkeys. I love it.
Oh, fuck my face.
You can find Four Top Threes wherever you find your podcasts, and we release at the end of every month. See you then. You see, looking up from the ground, blood-red clouds boiling across the sky.
You did ask me to bring the thunder.
Dejin! Dejin! Help! I've got the chalice, please!
Well, if they're following you, then I guess that takes care of a loose end for me.
All of you feel the earth beneath you shake and crack and break.
I feel that I have failed both of you, and I am sorry for that.
This has nothing to do with you being a bad leader.
Do you want a countdown? Oh, I think I want a countdown.
I wanted to help. I always had good intention. I did not deserve to die.
Now.
The Lucky Die Podcast is a weekly 5e Dungeons & Dragons actual play podcast. Join our adventure every Monday wherever you download podcasts by searching for The Lucky Die.
Hello, Ariel. Did you want to listen in on me and Rock enjoying ourselves?
Don't encourage.
Should I describe to you what we're doing right now?
Picasso? Huh? What's going on?
Let's see. Look, these wind shells document anything you do in order to banish the spirits.
I don't banish spirits. I'm fixing the tango.
Of course, we can't open a new hole into the aetherweb every year.
But spirits aren't always bad.
Those are exactly the reason tangoweeds happened in the first place.
I'm sure Rocka knows how to get through a water gate without disrupting the magic balance.
So what happens when there's a hole in the weave? Does magic pour out?
It is already broken. Let more of air into this world. I'll destroy one of them.
You've fed enough already.
I will kill you, you filthy
whoa,
little...
Whoa, calm down, Rocka.
Try it, Feather Duster.
God, ferocious rune master. Your friction will grind the weave a twain.
Hjarta. In moments like these, I wish I could see the runes.
What's wrong, Rocka? Is that tangleweave maybe too difficult even for someone as great as you?
Counterbalance, a high fantasy audio drama. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever you get podcasts from.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.